The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
The Commerce Department reports an unexpected surge in retail sales.
The signal that this report sends is that January was a really surprisingly strong month for retail spending. And it just shows that American consumers are very much in the driving seat of potential growth in the first quarter.
We'll discuss what's fueling the jump and what the numbers say about Americans' changing spending habits. And the latest on the winter storms that have much of the U.S. in a deep freeze. Plus, Fido's free ride in the skies could be over. It's Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Janet Babin, filling in for Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Millions in the southern and central U.S. remain without power for the third straight day, even as a new winter storm begins blanketing parts of the south with more snow and freezing rain. The governor of Texas called for an investigation into why the state's energy grid failed. Many families are filling up temporary shelters. Homeowners will soon be assessing the damage left behind by these storms. The Wall Street Journal's Leslie Schism says some of the losses might not be covered by insurance.
There are a lot of things that will be covered in terms of damage to homes. However, not all policies are uniform. Consumers have some options in what they buy, and sometimes to save costs, they've chosen the less expensive option, so they will be disappointed when they learn that the payouts aren't as generous as they would have been had they gone for the more expensive version of the insurance.
Those frigid temperatures in much of the U.S. have helped push oil prices to levels not seen since the start of the pandemic. We report exclusively that Saudi Arabia plans to increase its oil production output by April. The plan would reverse the kingdom's decision last month to cut oil production by 1 million barrels a day. And it's another sign of confidence that oil prices will continue to recover. We also report exclusively that U.S. regulators may soon require short selling to be more transparent. The Securities and Exchange Commission is following up on the sudden jump of GameStop and other heavily traded stocks that happened a few weeks ago. The SEC doesn't gather or release data on short sales by specific investors, but the agency is under new leadership and is considering ways of shining more light on such sales. House lawmakers are set to meet tomorrow to discuss the GameStop trading frenzy and lack of short sale data. And conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh has died at age 70. Limbaugh announced last year that he was receiving treatment for advanced lung cancer, but he continued appearing on his radio show despite the illness. Limbaugh's career took off when he created a conservative talk show in California in 1984, and he's influenced conservative discourse for decades. Limbaugh was a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump, who awarded him the Congressional Medal of Freedom at last year's State of the Union address. Coming up after the break, consumers are buying again. We dig into the new retail sales report.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Retail spending jumped more than expected in January. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 5.3% over the previous month. Consumer spending is essential to the U.S. economy. It accounts for more than two-thirds of the nation's economic output. The January report has been eagerly awaited after many retailers experienced a dismal holiday season and three straight months of sales declines. Here to discuss the latest figures is Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. She covers the Federal Reserve and U.S. economy from our Washington, D.C. bureau. Harriet, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
So retail spending is up, and I'm wondering what people are buying.
Well, they're really buying things across the board. I mean, this month was amazingly strong. We saw a 5.3% seasonally adjusted increase from a month earlier, and every category did well, which is unusual in retail sales. But there are some categories that did kind of extra well. That was, furniture, electronics. We saw a big increase in a lot of categories that were related to the home. This is a trend that we've seen during the coronavirus pandemic, is that, you know, people who are working from home and studying from home and just spending more time at home generally are spending a lot of money on making their home spaces better and improving them, buying things like new TVs, new workout equipment, renovating different rooms and things like that. So we definitely saw that reflected in the January retail sales report.
What did you think when you saw the figure 5.3%?
I was really surprised because the economists' expectations were for an increase of 1.2%. And of course, this is coming off a pretty bad holiday season. We saw declines in retail sales in October, November, and December, which is really unusual because that's normally a time when people are out shopping and spending on Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and so on. But clearly, you know, economists are saying what we're seeing here is the impact of $600 stimulus checks that many households received in early January.
Because this appears to be related to the stimulus payments, I want to ask you about the purpose of the stimulus. Is it meant to help businesses or individuals or both?
You know, economists are saying that this is definitely a sign that the stimulus appears to be working. One concern that people had about the first round of stimulus checks that came through in March 2020 was that a very large share of them were saved. They went straight into savings accounts. And that appeared to be because there was just a lot of uncertainty. The unemployment rate was extremely high and people were very, very cautious. So they wanted to take that money and put it in their bank account so they would have it just in case things got even worse. And also a relatively large share of it was used to pay down debt. But what we're seeing now appears to be, you know, more people actually spending the money. This could be a reflection of the fact that vaccines are beginning to roll out. So people are feeling like maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. Also, the improvement in the labor market. It seems like people are just a bit more comfortable now actually taking that money once it hits their bank account and going and spending it on things that they need.
Can you put these new sales numbers in context for us? We often see them revised up or down after the fact.
The month-to-month data can be volatile, definitely, and it is subject to large revisions. And we saw a revision of the December number as well. But taken overall, the signal that this report sends is that January was a really surprisingly strong month for retail spending. And it just shows that American consumers are very much in the driving seat of potential growth in the first quarter.
What are your expectations going forward, Harriet?
I think a lot depends on what we see in terms of more stimulus. You know, there is a third stimulus package being debated at the moment, which could potentially include even more direct payments to households. So that could potentially have a very big impact on spending heading into the spring, which will also, you know, hopefully be a time where even more people are getting vaccinated and the economy will hopefully be opening up even more. So economists are saying that, you know, this is a good sign for the first quarter, but looking ahead to the second quarter, things could be even better.
Harriet Torrey, Wall Street Journal reporter based in the Washington, D.C. bureau. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And finally, before the pandemic, travelers had gotten used to seeing a lot more emotional support animals on airline flights. But the transportation department found that some passengers were saying their normal pets were for emotional support in order to avoid paying the pet transportation fee. And those animals were causing a lot of problems, barking, biting flight attendants, and otherwise disrupting flights. So last month, a new federal rule was put in place that would allow airlines to ban these animals, which means only trained service dogs can fly free and uncaged. Sorry, that means no more emotional support ferrets, pigs, or spiders. Our middle seat columnist Scott McCartney says these new rules can limit travelers and make flying with a pet more expensive.
So several airlines, big airlines, charge $125 each way to take the carry-on pet. And so $250 round trip just to carry your small dog or cat in a carrier under the seat in front of you. And on some airlines, it counts as one of your two carry-on bags. And this was the reason, a lot of the reason why people were trying to avoid doing this in the first place.
Southwest Airlines says it'll stop transporting emotional support animals on March 1st. American, Delta, and United already have bans in place. And that is What's News for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Janet Babin, filling in for Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.